Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I can't remember the name of it. I know it's DeBarge. Right?
Ding, ding.
All right.
It's not Chico.
And it feels like
it's the whole family.
The world is on your shoulder. And
this makes me want to dance.
Got, nah.
Feel free. It's a
wow.
It's
doing like the dance that Audrey was doing on the neon sign in Vacation, Vegas Vacation.
She just topped the video from a couple weeks ago.
I didn't mean to jiggle a little bit.
We will say,
you ready?
Rhythm of the night to the morning light. Forget about the worries on your mind. Oh, wish life was that easy.
Kind of a thoughtful thought.
I'm so worried. Let's go dance it away.
I know, really. I feel like we should be wearing Miami Vice clothes and doing cocaine in the 80s.
All right.
Well, hey, man, where are you going tonight?
It's after Labor Day. We can't wear the all white.
We'll wear pastels like it's always Easter. That's what Sonny Crockett did.
Did I tell you about the Easter when my mom got very pissed off at me? It was around that same time with Miami Vice. And she had bought, and this is silly, but she had bought me a white suit.
That's awesome.
Little chunky me at like 10, 11 years old wearing a white suit. But I didn't wear the pink shirt she wanted me to wear with it. I wore a blue Hawaiian shirt because it was Miami Vice looking.
I love it.
A little Sonny Crockett.
No, I was called Tubbs for obvious reasons.
Oh, my God.
You had Jerry curls.
I know. Well, I do add Jerry curls back then. That's the obvious reasons. Not that I was fat as hell.
Little Eduardo Sanchez.
Hey, Tubbs.
Tubbs. You're like, I'm not a black actor. I mean, what do you do?
I know.
I'm Sonny. No, you Tubbs.
That's not nice.
Sonny and Tubbs.
All right. You said, Fat Boy, during the break there that you've seen another place had wildfires, right?
Yeah, man. And we just, it said an hour ago it broke that Western Japan, there's a huge wildfire that, people have to evacuate. Okay, put that on the list with South Korea. Miami, we saw the Miami fires at the race over the weekend. They're actually using the pond at the racetrack to dip into.
Yeah.
To extinguish that. Yeah.
So what do you, is this?
It's already had California, of course.
Is this attribution to something with the, dare I say, environment? Or is it, three things. Environment, is it stuff like this always happens, but now as you get older, you kind of zero in on that stuff and you consume more international news? Or is it like people trying to get together around the world saying, let's burn this planet?
God, I hope that's not the case.
I hope to God not.
But, it's a good point because I know some people were saying during, the 2020 and, post George Floyd, like, this, they were saying this was always the treatment we got from police. Now you see more of it because, you know, it's like in the news. So maybe this was always going on, but these are big fires.
Yeah.
Even locally, man, thousands of acres. Table Rock, of course, Polk County, too. They got a big fire going on.
My Lord.
0% containment from what I've seen so far.
People are saying it's because of climate change, weather and patterns. A lot of it, the wind picks up, you know, with the California.
Yeah, but around the world?
Yeah. Windy conditions can cause all kinds of things.
Well, we know Table Rock was started. They're calling it negligence.
Like, you were saying that they're looking at four teenagers with that, but maybe they just started a campfire and didn't put it out right. I was always told to piss it out.
Everything I've read
really
said it was negligent on purpose, just like, as you know.
Negligent on purpose. That's not negligence then. That's intent.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you want to argue the semantics.
No, I'm not arguing. I didn't mean it.
Like burning in the backyard, burning leaves or something?
Well,
like
that's what the Myrtle Beach chick did. Yeah. You know, from what I read, these kids were just, you know, out just being dumb.
How did this not happen more and more like years ago? Because like my grandma never had trash service at her house. Always burned it all in an oil drum.
Yep.
Like
burning trash.
Never caught the yard on fire. Nothing like that.
What do they do with the dump with it? They bury it, right? Or do they burn it too?
I remember a story that we did a long time ago.
I don't know.
Where the tire fires, like the if in the dump.
Oh,
those
if stink.
They catch on fire, they burn for days.
Yeah.
You know what kind of sucks though? Locally at least. You can't get any universal, oh man, like what can we do? I feel bad for the people. There's some people like on social media that are like, well, I can't have a bonfire now because they've said, you know, you can't burn for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't burn bans. Risk that right now.
You know, people love bonfires.
They burn your whole neighborhood down.
They are fun. Don't hate on them.
When you just sit around the fire, you're going to smoke and stink afterwards. You want to talk to somebody in the dark?
You'll make marshmallows.
Go hold a lighter up to your face and go talk to somebody in the dark.
Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, whatever you do.
You know, hopefully we won't have a drought this summer.
I was just wondering, like, how do you put this stuff out? They even do controlled burns. I mean, can you burn ahead of it? And when it gets to it, it doesn't burn anymore because there's nothing to burn?
Isn't that what they would, yeah. That's what they would do in big city fires back in the day. They would go, like, streets away and start wetting down all the buildings so it would not go any further than that. But
I saw a video of a guy in a helicopter dropping the water, and I'm like, how do you know where to drop it?
My God, you got to be precise with that.
You got to be.
They train.
I would miss. I'd be like, guys, we got to turn around and go get more water.
Can you imagine?
I just poured water on that subdivision that was totally fine. I missed.
And those fire jumpers that jump into the fire, that they're
hardcore sons of bitches, man.
Give a shout out to Sheriff Blankenship. I saw him on multiple newscasts.
What's his real name?
I saw him on multiple news reports. I mean, this is like nightly news, like network.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. Everywhere. People just can't figure it out. Why so much at once?
Yeah, is there like a drought? I mean, it's raining right now.
Yeah, but they're
drought
saying
conditions across this country.
But the world, though, all at once, that seems nefarious. That seems like it's some anarchists.
And you hate to look, but you got to consider everything at this point, right?
What if we just, like, maybe we do get Greenland and, was it Greenland or Iceland we're going to buy?
I think it is Greenland, right?
I got to forget, because one was the other one, and they switched sides or whatever.
We're going to buy a country?
Well, you know.
We may go take it over Russian style. We don't know yet.
But, like, what if we take all the anarchists of the world and just give them an island? Say, all right, just go at it.
Is that what's going to happen to, you know?
I really think that would be fine. Wasn't that what Australia was? It was like the convict continent for years? Like, that's where...
Yeah, I never heard that.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
Is that what Guantanamo is going to turn into?
Dude, the state of Georgia was one big jail for years. Like, it was like the convict state. It's where, like, all the jails were. Big God, jails.
I mean, look, it's big business now, these prisons.
Oh, that's why you won't see that again. Yeah, it's like healthcare. I mean, it really is. It's healthcare. Like healthcare. It's like insurance. Like all that stuff is all the same. And now that's going to be screwy because these people won't be able to get homeowners insurance. And they were saying, like, in California, it was, the people were saying it was sick how people were coming in and buying up those burned up lots for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's where you gotta, like, I mean, does that not seem weird to anybody? That, like, even in the stuff with it, my hat's on too tight.
Yeah, too tight.
It's too tight.
I got to have
it messing my head up.
Okay.
It was like in Hawaii when all those fires started, remember? And it was all kind of weird. Yeah. You know, wow, they won't let the people leave. And it's kind of
That's nefarious, definitely.
And then they went in and started buying up the lots real cheap because they knew those people didn't have any other whatever. And then they can't get new insurance. And it's like, God, it seems like it's just gentrifying through fire. Yeah.
So what happens? We look, it's already hard enough to keep coverage because they're talking about flying drones over houses. Just look at people's roofs to see if they can avoid their coverages.
Man, I don't like that.
And if you talk to insurance people, they're like, this is like the National Insurance Association, whatever it is.
There's a house near me that since Helene has had a big blue tarp on their roof. Like, I don't know if it's they just haven't gotten it fixed yet. Or if it's what, but I'm like, good God, that looks like crap.
We have metal roofs on.
Looks awful.
Tin roofs.
Yeah.
On our mountain houses. So.
How many floors is it? Just kidding.
Two floors.
God forbid.
Yeah, it's tin roofs. So.
God forbid they lose houses at Table Rock. I mean, roofs. Are they still going to get covered? I hope they still cover them.
I don't know.
Whoever thought this would happen. Look, this is a fire map of the country. Look at Oklahoma.
I want to walk over there.
Evidently, Oklahoma's on fire, like half the state.
Jesus.
Here's our little section. Look at that. I mean, look, that's a big fire when we get a little mark.
Wow.
These got to be big fires.
Man, that's like current right now?
Yeah, like
holy
latest information.
Holy.
I don't know, man.
That sucks.
Look, they say wherever you live in the country, you're going to have to deal with something. Fires, floods. Hurricanes.
Yeah, there's no moving away from any natural disaster anyways. Why do you know, because I would hear, why would you live in California because of earthquakes? Well, that can happen anywhere.
Oh,
it's like picking
but
poison.
If it wasn't that, it'd be the riots or...
Well, there'd be riots here. I mean, that's just not...
Not like they had out there, though.
Oh, gosh, you're right about that.
I don't know what they would riot about here.
No.
That would offer... Those riots went on for days. That was insane.
Yeah. Well, that's the one in the 90s, the one in the 70s, and the watch riots were...
Even worse.
There's only racism in California. It's not here, so you keep that out there.
Man, that sucks.
I hope they...
People just get fed up and start
looting. I don't want to turn it... Somebody says I'm turning it into a conspiracy. It's just odd. That's it. Maybe you're right. I don't want to turn everything into a conspiracy, but that's just very strange. But I do attribute part of it to world news. And the way the news will constantly feed it to you. Like, even on this TV here, I mean, every 15, 20 minutes, they're showing, you know, fire in the background. It's like...
I wonder what's going to happen to the teenagers.
What's the get-off of making everybody nervous and worried? Like, if the system is to make everybody depressed, you know, people say, oh, the system's to make you feel depressed and worried and not, you know, sure about your future. And like, what's the get-off on that? I think they'd want to make us fat and happy and spending money all the time. I mean, right? Like the 80s and 90s were, where everybody just had money and was fat and didn't give a damn, and there was no worry about anything.
You know the worst part of the weekend news? They have a segment called The Good News You Missed. I'm like, I don't care.
Mm-mm.
I really don't.
Cares.
No one does. It sucks.
People do good stuff every day.
I know. I follow Good News Movement on Instagram. It's so sweet. Like, it's usually like kids or like soldiers coming home and stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
But if they had like a channel of that, I wouldn't watch it.
Wouldn't either.
I know. What is this weird,
you get monotonous
bipolarity
joy
that we have?
I feel like I got to know the bad stuff that's going on to either react to it or watch out for it.
Yeah, like if you're watching a murder mystery and you go look up something, you know, like a documentary, and you go look up something, and you find out that the person's still alive, you're not going to care anymore. You're going to turn it off.
I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, they're alive.
To solve there.
There's nothing fun.
Yeah, it's sad to say. That's why I didn't watch the old Gabby Petito thing, because when the guy killed himself, I'm like, well, that's the end.
There's
like an end to it. You can't hear from him now.
They don't even wait for the stuff to be over before they start doing docs about it, you know, documentaries. All right. Good morning, everybody. We'll go to break.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ooh. Yeah, salty bottom boys.
Oh, I like this.
Soggy?
Salty?
I thought it was the fat bottom girls.
I think these.
In constant sorrow.
Great they movie. Knew what it meant. Now they're like, I ain't going to be a bottom boy or nothing.
I'm a man of constant sorrow. It's a good song.
Is that one of those movies that's like, no matter where it is, you'll stop and watch it when it comes on?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I hope it's the part with the sirens.
Oh, where they turn Pete into a toad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God, what's that girl's name? She wasn't in the movie, I don't think, but she was one of the siren voices. Alison Krauss.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She was.
She's got a pretty voice.
God, sing, man, just all over the soundtrack.
Sings like an angel.
God. I'm about to go back and watch it now. Watch it during the show.
Wait till after the show.
Wait till after. Pop it up on the TV. Oh, we can't do that. We tried to watch wrestling in here during the show one day, and it just...
That was a bad mistake.
Did not work out.
That was real bad. Let me ask you this. Fatboy, you seem to be our tie to the Disney world. Not the actual park, but the world of Disney. So, you remember when Steamboat Willie, which was... We were talking about this earlier, and it made me look this up. I was talking about how Mickey Mouse's first name was Mortimer Mouse. And What did we say? Waltina was his wife's name? Walt Disney's wife? Whatever we decided?
Waltina.
Was it Bambi? I don't remember.
I actually want to look up and see. I don't know if it was.
It was probably like Maud.
I think it was somebody famous,
Margaret.
Wasn't it?
No, I don't think she was famous.
Betty.
Well, I said Walt.
Walt. Betty Disney.
Betty Disney.
Lillian, it says.
Lily.
Lily.
Lily Disney. That's Lily. A nice name.
So Lillian's like, you know, Walt, Mortimer is too hard to say. Let's name him Mickey. And he did it. So
Lillian.
I was looking that up.
That's a pretty name.
Steamboat Willie was the cartoon that went into public domain, meaning it can, which, you know, the more I think about that, I liked it, but then I was like, you know, what if I wrote Alice in Wonderland? I would want my future generations to reap the benefits of it. But after 100 years or so, it becomes part of the world.
Yeah, or it reverts. Something just reverted to, and I'm trying to remember what it was, like a big property.
Well,
as far as that goes.
You know, Winnie the Pooh was lost to it. There were several other ones. But anyway, so Steamboat Willie of Mickey Mouse, they're making a parody. Well, let's not call it a parody. I mean, I think it would be, but it's a horror movie called Screamboat Willie.
Good gracious.
Screamboat Willie. And
I saw another one that's along these same lines, too.
What? Oh, another, like, parody film?
Called Popeye the Slayer Man.
No way.
Yeah, wow. I saw it on one of the streamers. I'm like, what is this?
Is it because everything's in public domain now and they're not?
I don't think Popeye is. Maybe it is.
It says a curious group of friends sneak into an abandoned spinach canning factory.
Oh, God.
To investigate the legend of the Sailor Man who haunts the factory.
Oh, yes.
Look at him. Can you see him?
No, I can't.
See if I can make it a little bigger. He's huge. But it looks not even
real.
That's
Pluto, though, right?
No, that's Popeye.
Good Jesus.
But Popeye's huge.
Pluto's got to be a monster, then.
Big arms, skinny legs.
See if I can pull up a clip. But the way this stuff reverts is ridiculous. Like, who lets that happen?
Courts.
Here's some kids going into the factory. Let's see Popeye. Come on, this is a clip. Oh, yeah. Can you see him? Wait till he pops on the screen here. He's huge. There he is. Look at his arms.
God bless.
And
that's like the Hulk.
He's killing.
He's like White Hulk.
Who played Popeye?
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Dude, it was so good. I was telling Fat Boy about this. There's a meme that's going around now. Do you remember the movie? I think it was an ESPN movie called 3, the Dale Earnhardt story.
Yeah, it was Barry Pepper.
Okay. So somebody's remade that and said, coming soon to theaters, Dale. But the picture is Robin Williams when he had a mustache. When he had a thick mustache. And people are reading it. Not realizing that Robin Williams is dead.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Jesus. Dude, anybody but Robin Williams to play Dale. Seriously, come on, man. It's like,
oh my God.
You know how good that would have been, though?
I don't know.
Robin Williams
I
was
don't
Dale
know. I'm glad they are the way they are with protecting his property and stuff because, like, man. The Dale stuff that could have been out there in the movies and, you know, who would have played him? It would have been like a Ryan Phillippe or somebody.
I mean, this film would be good if he sounded like Popeye. Like Popeye the Sailor.
Yeah, is there olive oil?
Oh, Popeye.
He's so mad because she doesn't have any kind of body shape at all.
Oh, I don't know if... Oh, God. Gosh. This is real, man. He just crushed the dude.
So that is in public domain.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be. I kind of want to hear what he sounds like, but I don't know what
he's... What is it, after 100 years or something?
I think it is, yeah.
I don't know what he's saying in this clip.
Well, you should check it good.
Let me make sure I got the...
Well, a lot of them are unrated.
Oh, he sounds like a... Well, you can't say that word.
Oh, that doesn't... He doesn't sound like...
You can go with the M or the R.
He sounds a little touched.
Oh.
But with Screamboat Willie, though, this is where it's...
They've gone too far.
It's a killer mouse, but he's now... he's only killing women. And, for instance, and this is giving it all away, but I doubt any... Those that care probably already know about this, and those that don't won't go see it anyway. But so one of the girls that he kills is Cindy. She wears elegant dresses and long blonde hair. Cindy, maybe short for Rella. And then you've got him with a girl that's from the Middle East named Jazzy, like Jasmine.
Oh.
And then you got him fighting killing a girl named Bella, who maybe
Beauty
attracted to a lion.
Beauty and the Beast.
Then you got Ariana. That smells like fish.
She's the Little Mermaid.
Yep. And then you got Rory from, like, Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. And they're all Disney princess women.
That's not right.
I think I found it. Is this the trailer to it? These are all the characters.
Well.
Oh, geez.
Yes. But listen to Fat Boy. This is where you'll pop for this. The boat that they filmed that movie on, Scream Boat Willie, which hits theaters on April 2nd. Was filmed on Colin Jost's boat in Staten Island on that ferry.
Oh, yeah, he owns the ferry with Pete Davidson, right?
Is that really? I didn't know he was in on it with him.
Man, we're gonna get a screener for it because who plays Steamboat Willie is Art the Clown. Yeah, from Terrifier.
Ooh.
I don't want to see that.
You know they're gonna send us one. This one might not be as brutal as Terrifier.
That looks like it's filmed really well, though. I'm not usually into that kind of crap, but if it's...
I love serial killers, don't get me wrong.
You're a woman, of course.
But I don't want to see people suffer.
Like, I never watched Pooh, Blood, and Honey.
Nah.
But a lot of people did check it out.
I started watching that, and I don't know. My track record with movies.
I'll tell you, it wasn't considered a parody movie or anything, but... One of my favorite movies, my favorite movies from last year, no crap, was Cocaine Bear.
That was fun.
I loved that movie.
That was a fun, entertaining movie.
Just the fact that somebody thought to do that, that's horrifying.
What really happened?
Well, yeah, but not with the drugs falling out of the plane and everything, but the fact that's terrifying.
Yep.
A bear that's high on coke. That has more speed, it's faster, and I mean, you could give him weed, but he'd probably hibernate for several
hours.
He'd
want honey.
Wake up hungry as hell, but.
They took some liberties with it for sure, but it was a fun movie.
And that old lady that was in it too, the park ranger, she was great. That's a good movie.
Oh, yeah, she's in a bunch of stuff. Margot, I forget her name.
You jerk. Listen, not you, Fat Boy, this person texting in. I just said, what was it, April 2nd. Oh, maybe you're on a delay.
Screamboat.
Screamboat.
Get us a copy. I want to see it.
I would watch that. I would watch that. The other one, that Popeye movie, Popeye the Slayer Man. Yep. My God.
It's on one of the streamers now.
It's ridiculous.
They sounded like, "Give me the piggy, man."
Yeah. He's really from Ireland.
I want Popeye to sound like.
You sound like Becky Lynch.
Like real Popeye.
There wasn't a real
like
one.
That.
Oh.
I'm gonna step your head in.
Did you not for a while as a kid think there were steroids in spinach?
I know.
Wow.
I'm gonna eat my spinach.
Dude, I'm gonna eat my spinach and drink my milk. I'll get laid. I'll be strong. Teenage cheerleaders will be into me. This was when I was a teenage boy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can still cut it. That's cool.
I ate my spinach and look what happened to me.
I know. at you. You got some muscles in your chest.
Right. Yeah, you do somewhere in there.
You got some pecs.
Yeah, I do.
Paige, what are you working on?
We got to talk about what happened with a member of Impractical Jokers and what he's been accused of. And we're going to be talking about the egg roll at the White House. All that more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
Whoa.
They got egg rolls at the White House?
I hope so.
Not if I can help it. Not on my watch.
American-made egg rolls. I think they're talking about rolling the eggs down the hill.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Not to smoke them, Fat Boy.
Is this like
smoking egg?
Smoking eggs?
Is that what that meant?
Rolling.
Oh, rolling.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about smoked salmon eggs. You ever had that?
No.
Fish one. I probably like that.
So, for real, though, somebody from Impractical Jokers in trouble?
Trouble.
Oh, wow.
Could be trouble.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, they got three left.
Do we have to reach out?
It's going to be a two-man show.
I'm going to make a phone call if this is your buddy.
All right. Well,
damn.
Is it him?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do? Just tell me.
I don't know.
She might not know for real.
Okay. Just says one of them. Well, that's okay. All right. Good morning, everyone.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we're going to talk about a member of Impractical Jokers who has been accused of sexual assault by one woman.
It's got to be cute.
And harassment by another. I don't want to, you know, gossip or some kind of...
Why? You're in the news.
Any kind of innuendo out there.
And you're a woman.
Cute.
Are you saying that women gossip more
like
than
like hell.
Oh.
Q does paint himself as a ladies' man when he can.
Really?
He likes to fashion himself that way. Or at least they said
well,
that.
Well, the rest of them are in... Well, I don't know about Sal. But I feel like Sal's not...
Sal Volcano?
Yeah. Like, I feel like he could live with Janet and Chrissy and there'd be no issues.
Really? All right. Well, last Thursday, a woman went on TikTok and accused this person of sexually assaulting her back in 2023 when she was 19. She claims that the incident occurred after he was with his wife, Bessie, and reconciled following a separation. So you're right. It is.
God, that's why he left the show.
Joe Ghetto.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So he denied the assault claim, but
he might be not denying something happened. He said, quote, I have used poor judgment and as a result have violated the trust of people I love the most.
Oh, man.
Is that when he did leave?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or it was, I mean, it was shortly there. It was like 2020, right?
So you probably told him to, you know, get off the show.
So working on.
Or he's like, I care more about you than I do this. I will throw this all away to, yeah, because he had three small children or two small children.
It's a Bichon Frise's.
Oh, that my mom had one named Fritz.
Did you just cuss me in French?
Bichon Frise.
It's a white. And you little. Too now.
It's a white.
Well, Bichon Frise, both of you.
Frise.
It's in
a,
the butt.
It's a white little fluffy dog. They're so cute.
I know.
Yeah. God, that's.
And Fritz. Oh, I better not say this. It's kind of bad.
I'll say it.
With a name like that, it sounds like a Nazi.
He was purebred and everything, but he couldn't be shown. So my mom got him at a lower price because he only had one testicle.
Oh, that was it?
Yes.
They show those anyway? That should be.
I could have had dogs that only had the one, and I would have never known it, really. I never would have, like, hey, come here, let me look at you.
My neighbor dog's a Rottweiler. I don't know where his are.
It's a Rottweiler and a Chihuahua?
Well, he's a Chihuahua 90%, but he's colored like a Rottweiler.
Oh, wow. Because we had a St. Bernard and St. Bernard slash Rottweiler. That was Rufus.
God, that's a big dog.
He was huge. He was the best dog, man.
You've never seen a set on one like that before.
Yeah, I knew. He may have had four. Our dog. They were monsters.
They had bowling balls in a burlap sack.
I love Fred so much.
And I bet.
I did. He got hit by a car.
That's how he lost his nut?
No.
Oh.
That's how he lost his life.
Damn.
It's terrible.
How'd he lose the one?
He was born that way.
Oh. Like Little Lady Gaga song?
Mm-hmm.
They had to cremate his nut separately because it was so big?
No.
No. Did you see it happen?
I did.
That's the worst, dude.
I picked him up.
I still can flash right back to that moment when I saw my two dogs hit.
And I had him in my arms, and I said, Mama, take me to the vet. We got to save his life. And he died in my arms. It was horrible.
Oh, just like the song. You know, I had a neighbor dog that was a Dalmatian, but the only spots the only spots he had were on his nuts.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
That don't count, then.
He's still a Dalmatian,
I'm like a
right?
Dalmatian on my balls? No, it don't count.
You have to have like a minimum number of spots.
See a dermatologist.
Oh, my gosh.
Pinky Two Balls was his name.
I hate that I went on that tangent.
Please, you're usually doing things like that.
Please forgive me for that.
Taking a good segment and turning it awry.
Sorry.
I knew another Dalmatian named Speck. I had to make sure I said that right.
That's
I had to slow
you've
down.
Known
on
a
that
lot
one.
Of dogs.
Yeah, mostly Dalmatian. He had a lot of spots. He was mean too.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. So, a second back to the Joe Gatto story.
Oh yeah.
A second woman.
God.
Has since come forward claiming she worked for Joe for 2 years, and during that time, he would inappropriately grab her.
Damn,
this just happened the other day.
Ask for back massages, and ask her about her sex life.
Can I get a back massage? Can I get a back massage?
Can I get a back facial, please?
I've been sitting here all day. I want a back massage so bad.
Sorry.
I bit my tongue. How'd I do that?
Can I get a back massage? What do you want? Are you on back massage? I want a back massage. You want to play with one? You want to win it? I am mine. You want to win it?
He's talking in code.
Say it in your creepy voice.
Oh, God. Okay. Do you want a back massage?
Back massage.
Was that not the creepy voice?
Massage.
I want a back massage, please.
Oh, God. You're Chris Angel, or what's his name? David Blaine.
Oh, do it again. Do
Can
it again.
Get a back facial.
Can I get a back massage?
Pick a card, any card. Except for that card, it's got a picture of my wiener on it. You can keep going.
God, I can't tell if she's laughing or horned up right now.
Both. Women get that nervous, horny laughter.
Yeah, when they... it's like she's going to start doing the...
So grandma told me at least.
I'm sorry. That was funny.
It was good. I enjoy him.
God, I feel like he doesn't do anything else anymore, though. We're going to...
If we ever had him on the show, I would just die.
We're going to put him back in the public consciousness. I'm sure he's available. Shake a deck of cards, he'll just appear.
It's like the Boone County mating call.
I got to show you the trick he did in front of Michael Jordan. He did a card trick in front of Michael Jordan that he couldn't believe. Wait, David Blaine did.
What was it?
I don't remember. It was some sleight of hand type of...
Oh.
you know, Michael Jordan's like, oh my God.
I have to see what he looks like.
David Blaine?
Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, I'm Paige. Those are your eyes, guys.
I can tell you, but Jack, I don't know how to really describe him politically correctly.
Politically correct, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking.
I can tell you who he looks like.
Who his best friends were growing up.
Yeah.
Like, he hung out with Leo and...
He's not what I thought he looked like.
What's his name? First Spider-Man. Oh. Not the first Spider-Man, not Andrew Garfield.
I know who you're talking about. Can't act. Yeah. Horrible career. Made a lot of money.
Like, off that one character.
Yeah.
He has large ears.
Alfalfa.
He took a big balls.
God, what's his name? Don't text Alfalfa. It in.
First Spider-Man.
Oh, you don't remember?
No, okay. I can't remember. He's a bad actor. Made a lot of money, though.
Oh, he hung upside down to kiss old Dufacci.
Cider House Rules he was in?
Yeah, God, what I see his name, is his face. It's like dead eyes.
I see somebody texted. Dead Eyes Cody. Somebody texted in, let's see. Who is it? Bwahahaha, is that who it is?
No. That sounds like a foreign name. This guy's from America.
Yep, nothing yet. Bustin' Chops, that's not it.
Well, I'm going to Google it then, because I cannot.
First Spider-Man.
I can't. It's going to come to me right when I see it, and I'm going to be like, yeah, no crap.
Yeah, I know it's going to be an easy one. You're like, I don't want to look it up. It's the thing. I could have by now.
Tobey Maguire.
Oh,
yeah. Big Mac. All right. We will thank you again, Paige, if I haven't. Yeah,
I would have thought of it eventually.
You're welcome.
Of course you would.
Spider-Man.
When we come back, we're going to get into the sack, and I will just read you the subject line of the first email. You ready? Subject, deeply God darn it. That's what I get for making fun of you saying terms. Subject line, deeply disappointed in your show's language. We'll read the email next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.